My dictation for patient Christine Reyes, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E-R-E-Y-E-S. Christine Reyes is a date of birth 10-2-1972, and date of accident is 11-9-2020. Date of service is January 4th, 2022. The patient presents for a follow-up evaluation here today, and she allegedly was rear-ended in an automobile accident leading to head injury with TBI symptoms of dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, along with pain in the neck and lower back, along with pain in both shoulders, with radiculopathy and radiation to the right arm, front and back, and weakness of the right arm. The patient has been serviced all along with six epidural injections to the lumbar and one sacroiliac joint injection, two sets of shoulder injections. Currently, she reports that her pain is mainly focused in the lower back as the worst, and that too, especially the left side of the tailbone area and the right knee as the main offending, not so much right knee, but actually it is a right leg posteriorly. Currently, the patient went to the hospital for a breast abscess unrelated to this current event, and she also had some pain in the right leg gastrocnemius muscle, and she has not been checked for that at the hospital. However, on checking at the office, the home sign is negative. There is no tenderness of the gastrocnemius muscle on pressing it, and hence there is no reason for a blood clot. The patient was, however, advised to go to the ER to get an ultrasound done for any blood clots. At this time, the pain level is around 7, and the 50% pains are relieved since the time of accident, and the symptoms are improved. The ADLs are not gravely affected beyond 5. The system review patient denies any headaches, vision disturbances, dizziness, vertigo, denies loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, or loss of memory. The only issues that patient is suffering from are difficulty sleeping, fatigue, weakness, anxiety, depression, panic, and loss of balance. And she's already seeing a neurologist, neuropsych, and psychiatrist for therapy, for treatment. Pain and numbness, patient reports ongoing pain in the lower back, neck, and both shoulders, along with pain in the right elbow, right knee, and some moderate difficulty walking, and weakness of the right arm. In the GI, patient has nausea and constipation, but denies any vomiting, diarrhea, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, or difficulty swallowing. In the GU, patient denies any incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Last 30 days, patient reports that the pain level has remained the same, and no changes in the medical history, surgical history are reported. The patient went to hospital for a breast abscess issue. She's on a heavy antibiotic, doxycycline, and Augmentin. Weight loss is not reported. No other trauma has occurred. Current pain medication is Norco. Substance abuse, patient reports marijuana as the substance. And compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 155 over 112, and the pulse is 88, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the physical examination will be identical to the previous visit of 12-7-2021. The dictation number is 1207-022. And changes will be as follows. In the musculoskeletal examination, the inspection palpation is from the previous exam, completely normal. Spine tenderness located only in left sacroiliac joint. Paravertebral muscle spasm is not present. Paravertebral muscle hypertonicity is not present. The range of motion of the cervical spine is completely normal. And they are as follows. Forward flexion is 50. The extension of the cervical spine is 60, bilateral side flexion is 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension 15, side flexion 30, rotation is 35, hyperextension is not painful at all. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are as follows. The cervical spine reports are Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is negative, the destruction test is negative, Lermit test was found negative, Sotohar test is negative. In thoracic spine, Roos test is negative, Slum test is negative. In lumbar spine, Brudzinski-Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test is positive at 55 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is negative. Breger test negative. Camp test is negative. Babinski sign is negative. In sacroiliac joint, only left sacroiliac joint is found tender. And standing flexion test is negative. Iliac compression test is negative. Distraction test negative. The Faber test and Gonsalin test are found positive only in the left side. The examination of the extremities is as follows. In the shoulder examination, on inspection, the shoulder joint is completely normal. On palpation, there is no tender spots or any spasm or fractures, dislocations. And range of motions are at 160 degrees bilaterally for abduction and flexion extension. And muscle strength is 5x5. And special tests for rotator cuff injury are negative. For Hawken-Kennedy test, MTBR-Ken test, and speed test, near test. The examination of the hand and wrist is completely normal. Tinel's and Fallon's sign are negative, and the inspection and palpation revealed normally appearing hand and wrist with no swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy, ulcer, wound, or fracture. Color of the skin is normal, and muscle weakness is not present. No atrophy of thin or prominence is noticed. The range of motion are normal, reflexes are normal, and motor power is 5x5. All sensations are intact. The diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is as follows. The patient has been advised to try another sacroiliac joint injection towards the left side to bring some further relief. She has no pain in the right side. She's already obtained 6 injections for lumbar epidural, which are she's feeling pretty good. And now is a patient focus will be turned to cervical region to do the cervical epidural injections for the patient. She will continue the medications, which are naproxen, Elavil, Flexeril, melatonin, and lidocaine gel. She's also provided Zoloft, Buspar, and hydroxyzine to control her mood. Percocet 7.5, 325 to 12 hours for 30 days are provided for 60 tablets. After investigating the maps as well as the current laboratories and past laboratories, and after ascertaining patient is compliant, that'll be the end of dictation. Thank you very much. She'll be seen in 30 days' time for follow-up. Physical therapy will continue 2 times per week with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise along with laser treatment. The patient is advised a work employment disability, housework replacement, and transportation help. The patient is otherwise fairly stable. She'll be seeing spine surgeon, Dr. Ramakrishna, for a possible consultation regarding a possibility of surgery, as well as she's already seeing a neurodiagnostic people to investigate for the TBI business and further treatment. She's also referred to a psychiatrist, and she is also going for neuropsych therapy, a treat on neuropsych. Hence, all the areas are covered. The patient is recovering, and it appears that she may need a few more injections to bring her relief reasonably. Thank you.